Sense Pants Radio, just slam it in a drawer.
Hey, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, don't be a dope and come see me host Big Deal, a quiz show that angers God himself. It was seriously hampered by the fact that we weren't allowed liquids and stars a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of owning and eating your own haunted doll. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you're looking to keep yourself up to date about the latest goings-on at the Sans Pants Radio HQ, then check out the show notes below for how to subscribe to our newsletter so we can keep you in the loop about everything currently happening.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what does the general public know about the Justice League and, I guess, the surrounding events?
Well, the reason I really want to ask this question or delve into this is because, yeah, you guys have yet to see Aquaman.
Yeah.
Correct.
I have. And there is one glaring, I guess, I don't know if it's a glaring, I don't know, problem I have with it, apart from a lot.
Yeah.
Is, there's these people that go on TV and they're being like, is Atlantis real? What do we know about Atlantis? And people being like, there is no such thing as fish people. But they have an Aquaman on a Justice League. So,
yeah.
What?
But at what point in Justice League does Aquaman tell everyone his origin?
And
like
also,
the public.
Also, I haven't seen Aquaman, but I've read a bit about it to make sure that definitely isn't for me. Confirmed. So in Justice League, they never say, but it's assumed that the place he goes is Atlantis, but then the plot of Aquaman is finding Atlantis.
Okay.
So like at that point, Aquaman doesn't even know if Atlantis is real, I guess.
Yeah, but that's just never seen in Justice League. Because so with the Avengers initiative, that's a government initiative.
And Iron Man's like, hi, I'm Tony Stark, I am Iron Man. Everyone's like, whoa, and then boom.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm Iron Man. Who the hell is that?
No, you're Tony Stark, idiot. Why am I at this conference? You're a big-headed buffoon.
Iron Man, is this an e-sport thing? What's going on?
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah.
I listen to music.
Only. I don't even go outside.
But the Avengers is a government initiative, right? So the government has an impetus to be like, oh, hey, this is who the Avengers are. Get to know them, buy the merch. But Justice League's just started by Batman. So, like, at no point does anyone's origin ever get to... I would just be
And at no point, no one calls them the Justice League.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, the government are aware of it, because if you'll remember in the infamous post-credit scene of the Suicide Squad, which they we'll do call themselves, Batman goes to Amanda Waller.
Waller. Well meet. Well good.
Amanda.
Yeah.
And is like, hey, something about a... I can't remember what they talk about, but she's like, this might be of interest to you.
Also...
Or he's like, this might be interest
Luthor
to you.
Lex Luthor calls it we should make a league of our own.
Yeah, what point do they call themselves the Justice League and to who?
Or any league by itself. Or are they just big fans of League of Their Own?
Yeah, but it's just so weird.
The Tom Hanks classic?
Like, at no point... I love all the hard and fast movie references for no one this episode has. But, like, at no point, they don't save the day at Justice League and be like, and we were the Justice League. You would look at them and be like, Batman, know him. Superman.
I hate him.
Wasn't
he dead, though?
Man of Steel.
Let's just... All right, so going through it chronologically,
okay.
I guess, in the films? No, we have time chronologically. So
okay,
Wonder Woman. All right.
World War One.
Do people know about Wonder Woman?
She
not much.
Fought in World War One for a bit.
But we don't know that. The general population...
I don't know who fought in World War One.
Yeah,
I know
either.
Which teams were there.
I understand that. But however, there was no like, hey, do you remember that real badass woman who wore a skirt and armor and had a sword and shield?
Amelia Earhart or whatever? Huh? Is that who we're talking about?
It's great to imagine this is a classroom. Please, okay. Mr. Dusha, I was about to say.
History substitute teacher wheels in an old CRT. CRT? What do they call the TV?
She go missing?
Anyway, today we're going to learn about World War. Look, checks notes. One and...
World War! Aye.
And Amelia Ecclesheart.
Earhart? So, that was a name, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure that World War One was fought with planes and they weren't called the Nazis.
They were nearly
Nazis.
They
were nearly Nazis. The nearly Nazis hated planes.
So it'd be pretty funny if the timeline for Nazis is nearly Nazis, Nazis, neo-Nazis. That flows pretty well.
But
alright, so World War One. Wonder Woman. So there'd be tales.
But here's my question. In the modern day, in the DCEU...
Oh, wait, no.
Do we know, or was it hidden?
No. There's a very big reason why people would know about the end of World War One, because she killed hatred and evil or whatever. So, remember the Germans? You'd see them come out of the rubble being like, oh, we're not bad guys anymore.
Okay, so, for a bit, because
World War Two happened.
Did it?
There's no confirmation.
We can't say yes or no.
They're
going
to have to address this in some points. Justice League 2 opens with, like, goddamn, World War II fucking sucked. Definitely
damn,
happened.
I'm glad World War II didn't happen. I'm glad we stopped at one.
I like that me just
Hang
being
on
like, yes.
Did they ever refer to Wonder Woman being in World War One?
Yeah.
Or did they just refer to her being in the World War?
No, they're not like Wonder Woman fought in the Great War. They're like Wonder Woman fought in World War One. So presumably.
Do they ever address her? Or is it just that we know that it's World War One because the time like thing comes up? And she's like, it was 100 years ago, and it's like 1910.
It's great again.
Just Amelia Ecclesheart in 19.
I panicked because well, I know the World War II dates, but World War One, I'm always like, was it 1909 to 1919? No, that's too long.
Yeah, I think it's 1914. I actually don't know myself. But
World War II is 1939 to 1945. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of history. Hey, everyone, if you're writing a history essay, use our dates.
Exactly. Yeah.
The internet and books are wrong.
Don't worry, we know.
I mean, it was 1914 to 1918, but whatever.
Okay, Jesus!
Hey, I got 1914 right. I just, it was
I was well off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So, it's glad World War II either did or did not happen.
I have to assume it happened because I'm fairly sure they mention, or Wonder Woman's like, oh, maybe she's not. Maybe World War II didn't happen. But anyway, that's beside the point.
All right. So what do the general public know about Wonder Woman in World War One? So clearly there would have been reports that the Germans came out of a fugue state, or they came out of like.
But that's assuming that at the end, because I know it looks like at the end of that movie that the Germans are like, damn, maybe I don't want to be a bad bloke anymore. But I always thought they were just coming out and being like, that was fucking crazy. So then it's just like.
That was fucking crazy. Wonder Woman's like, I'm so glad I fixed your evilness. They're like, what? No.
Evil? Wonder Woman, that's...
We're fighting for our side. Fuck you.
That's just not that black and white, Wonder Woman.
World War II kicks off because of Wonder Woman making a statement like that.
So, like, the whole... the Hague war crimes, all that kind of stuff? All that was for World War II. Was anyone for World War One?
I'm sure, probably.
Look.
I hate how
I don't know history.
Well, lack of just knowledge is crippling this episode.
I am an ignorant man with loud voice and opinions.
But here's what I think, is that even if you were a soldier in World War One, you probably wouldn't know about Wonder Woman. It's not like it was like...
A small town that saw her get launched.
There was one small town, one trench, or one like section of no man's land, and like five Nazis.
It would just
Nazis.
Be an urban tale. Yeah. It'd be like that fucking mongoose that was a ghost and turned off the oven.
Wonder Woman would just be like Jeff the talking mongoose.
Yes.
It would be like one of the...
And then some guy would buy the house and be like, I shot Jeff.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, all right, I guess that's that problem sorted.
Or maybe something akin to Spring Hill Jack.
Yeah,
so
like,
it would become
oh,
like an old-timey... urban legend.
Because no one had any photos except the one photo of them all together. So, but that's only assuming, that's only half of it is Wonder Woman. There was also that lady making a magic poisons.
Yeah.
And then there was War himself.
Yes. Also, at that one point, because who was he in the British Army?
Who?
War. Oh, was he like a general?
Yeah,
or was
actually,
he
War had like a legitimate job.
Because they're going to be like, at some point, being like, so in the at the end of World War One, we lost a general.
Yeah.
We don't know how. He disappeared. So that would be part of a conspiracy theory.
This important person in the British military cabinet, he just went one day. we don't really know where. He didn't die of any reason as far as we can tell.
So it'd be this conspiracy theory about like maybe the Germans or someone either kidnapped him, but like just during the tumultuous time after the end of World War One, we lost a general, a very big important general.
He wasn't a general.
What was he?
That laugh was just me realizing that we might have to put in a time code to be like, look, if you don't want to hear about the wrong... Oh, no.
He was knighted?
We lost a knight.
That's crazy.
We hate when we lose those, but yeah, we're going to have to put a time...
Sir Patrick!
We're going to have to put a time code in to be like, skip to this point if you just want to accept that... It's like a choose... Bandersnatch or whatever. But like, if you want to just clear Wonder Woman, don't worry about that bit. Skip to... Three quarters of the way through the episode.
More like fucking two-thirds, because it's consuming us.
Okay,
three quarters is bigger than two-thirds, you fuckwit.
I heard one quarter, I'm sorry.
Okay, so yeah, there'll be this like conspiracy theories. Like, weird tidbits, like, did you know at the end of World War One, we lost a knight?
He just went. We don't know where.
He didn't take a plane, he just disappeared. There was a lot of scorch marks left in his office.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them hell demons.
Well, surely the government knows about Wonder Woman, because the government... Wait, was Wonder Woman even in employ of that side, or was she just there with fucking...
Handsome boy.
Trevor.
Chris.
Steve Trevor.
Steve Trevor, yeah. Two first names, weird.
Pick one, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Trevor. Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah, but was she just there with him? Like, does even the...
Because old mate Trev, because he was a CIA agent, maybe?
No, he was just a British soldier.
Yeah,
basically.
he flew a plane.
He was a pilot.
No, yeah. Wasn't he a spy boy?
No, he's a pilot.
Didn't he have secrets?
No, his secrets were that I accidentally found Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
He flew a plane into a bubble.
He's like, damn, I need to get back to Earth because...
But he was like in part of the... A bit more important. Because didn't they send him...
Oh, yeah, they were really wanted to kill that one man. Trevor Pine.
You would have had that lost ship that Steve Trevor crashes for reasons I can no longer recall. I think it's probably got bombs on it. That would make sense.
There's bombs on everything in this fucking universe.
Yeah.
Bombs in ships, bombs in people's heads.
But if you think about it...
But explosions aren't deadly.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad proves that.
If you think
a falling helicopter? Pff, easy. It's a skim knee.
If you think about it, though, the events of Wonder Woman 1 are so kind of minor that people either probably just forget.
Yeah. It's either lost to time, or it's one of those things where it's like an urban legend or something like that. Or, hey, here's this weird report from the trenches, you know. And or they might try and, structure it in a way like it was a mythical being of like, you know, our good Christian soldiers prayed to God and that he sent down an angel and she helped us win against the nearly Nazis.
I just think that if Wonder Woman had been that well known when Superman turned up, people would be like, oh yeah, another one.
Do you ever, like, when we record Plumbing the Death Star, ever get a moment where you're like, people are definitely screaming at their phones?
Oh, yeah,
no, yeah, 100%. All
this
the time.
Is one of those episodes, yeah. Guys. Yes, Strap yourself in. Our knowledge is not going to get better.
No.
Mike, you've just seen Aquaman.
That's true.
Aquaman, your Aquaman knowledge might be fucking
dope. But that's
dope.
A fucking wild one. That's
strap
in.
That's the last boy. So, yeah, I think...
Are you drawing a timeline? I thought you were drawing a timeline.
I'm kind of doing a timeline, but also kind of just notes, which are just mostly question marks.
Yeah.
With Wonder Woman, I feel that it would just be an urban legend, and it would be recontextualized to whatever was going on.
I think we just would forget it. I think it was such a minor thing. People wouldn't know that Wonder Woman happened.
I think it'd be an urban legend in small circles.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. What's next? Man of Steel?
All right. So Wonder Woman, ? Not much. Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Moss. What do we know about Moss? All right.
Well, okay, so imagine you're... the events of Man of Steel, you might hear in the news, like I'm just trying to go through them chronologically, when Superman saves a bus full of kids. You might read about that in the news.
No, you wouldn't. That'd be maybe in like...
if you were a town... Oh, if you were in small town America near Smallville, I mean.
Yeah, you might maybe in a local newspaper hear about... There was a
Superman,
bus crash.
No, like child Superman saving them. They don't think that Superman saved the bus except for that family that's like, you're raising Satan.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
They just think that the bus popped out of the sea and was fine.
Oh, yeah. That would be an awesome newspaper article to read. Bus pops out of sea and... is fine. Boy on bus.
Wet bus, everyone safe.
It's great that if it's sea, but then the photo is clearly of the river.
Yeah, it's the swamp or whatever.
This newspaper's wrong. Fucking dumb.
I wish they'd hire a new reporter for the Weekly Planet. Nope, Daily Planet.
Yeah, all right, so maybe we wouldn't know much about that. And then the next thing Superman does is...
Well, Zod comes.
Yeah, that
because,
would...
Because, like, Lois Lane is reporting currently on Man of Steel, like, on Superman to be like, who is this person? Zod comes along. When do they arrest Superman? God, that movie's all over the place.
After Zod lands. Also, you got to remember that there'd be the Lois
Lane... No, they don't arrest...
Yeah, Superman goes to jail to talk to people. And she's like, your ass is fucking dumb, idiot.
Why is the S? He's like, in my home planet, the S actually means hope. Well, it looked like an Earth S.
When did you learn the Krypton language?
Great question.
How do you mean that? How do you know what that means?
He learns it in the ice ship.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I was going to say. The ice ship is a thing that is discovered and is clearly not a secret because they get Lois Lane of the Daily Planet to go in.
Okay, so we now know aliens exist.
Yeah, well, it's funny
because around about, 2000?
Yeah.
2010?
It's funny that we learn that aliens exist and then aliens invade.
Okay.
I would be like, guys, man, what are the odds?
That's crazy. Look at this ship. What?
It's great to imagine, you know when Zod gets on everyone's TVs and is like, I'm Zod, I'm coming. It's
good
to imagine
Neil for Zod.
Me just trying to turn the TV off. What show is this?
I hate this ad. Max Headroom already did this.
This also, is not cool.
This is...
Speaking in a country that doesn't speak English?
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Who's this bowl cut wearing motherfucker?
I don't know what this guy's saying. It's also funny to imagine it on the TV. I can't turn the TV off. I push it over. Turn on the radio and hear the same thing. And just look at you both with the most confused...
What?
What is this ad?
Okay, so, all right, so aliens exist. We know that from a spaceship. Zoda is on a TV.
Yeah.
Now, do we think this is viral marketing? Or do we think an alien?
Well, I don't know. If we just found this big alien ship in the snow and then Zod was like, I'm an alien, I would be like, guys, holy shit, this is an alien.
I'd be like, surely now this is a big viral campaign for a new, like, space opera that's coming out because, like, as if we have found a ship and then an alien appears on our TV speaking English. Come on, guys.
I would be baffled when Zod landed and was just a dude with a bowl cut.
Yeah.
Like, that is the most baffling thing in the world. I wouldn't believe he was an alien. I wouldn't know what was happening.
Mm.
I would also not know which one was Superman and which one was Zod.
They just look
the same.
We'll get to that because that... That hasn't happened just yet. Yeah. We're still watching TV. So,
What if you turn the TV off? Did you turn the TVs on?
I think you did. What if I just push the TV over? I don't want to know.
Shut up.
I'm just not interested.
Yeah, I'd be convinced it was some kind of weird Hollywood marketing.
Again, I would just be like, is this a pirated signal again?
Yeah.
Is this Max Headroom but bigger?
Yeah.
Coming back?
I wouldn't even know. I just assumed that it was just my TV.
That's true.
That's a very funny thing.
I'd just stick my head out the window of my house, be like, hey, neighbors, cut that shit out. Get off my antenna or whatever.
Well, I guess it'd be all over Twitter and like social media and that kind of stuff.
I guess, hey, who caught this fucked ad?
Hashtag fucked ad.
Hashtag bowl cut. Hashtag dickhead.
I guess if it's all over Twitter, I might stop believing it. No, well, I said earlier, I just believe it was aliens.
I think I'd just be like, oh, I guess it's set before. Because the thing is, if that happened now, I'd be like, I hate the new Black Mirror.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, Black Mirror's annoying. It's not even good.
Yeah, shut up.
It's all over my
what if your TV was turned on by self and man with bowl cut yelled at you?
What if your grandma died and we put her in a Roomba? Oh, shut up. So yeah, like if Black Mirror had been out, I would assume it was some fucking Black Mirror bullshit.
I would assume some just marketing garbage. Alright, so that's that. Then I would go to work and then there'd be reports that Metropolis got dunked.
Yeah. Yes. And then if I saw any news footage of that, like I said earlier, I would just be like, because the funny thing about the DCEU is that like when shit goes down in the Marvel movies in phase one, it's always little shit, right? Mm. And then the big shit happens, but because of the little shit, we know who the superheroes are.
Yeah.
DCEU is like Zod attacks, Superman fights Zod. I don't know who either of
and
these guys are.
Entire city is destroyed.
I'm just like, it's crazy those two human aliens came and blew up that city.
Yes. It's
yes.
It's just like
also, so okay, no context, right? No context. You see Superman's outfit. What do you think the S stands for?
I wouldn't. It would be.
I wouldn't even see an S.
I would be like Snake Man.
You paid no attention to the events leading up to it, but all of a sudden you see an S on a man's chest. Like, oh, I love this now. He's a Snake Man.
He's a Snake Man. Look at the powers of a snake. Strength. Snakes are strong.
I actually would probably think either Strong Man.
Strong like, man's worse than Snake Man.
He lifts up.
What?
How? Show you're working,
it's
dickhead.
A worse name.
I'm not saying it's a worse name. I'm saying you ask, what would you think the S stood for? I would say, well, I guess. How do you get Snake?
I would assume
how
it stood
for. How do you
for...
get Snake? No, let him answer. How do you get Snake? Tell me. You see this man? He's wearing blue and red. He flies
the outfit,
and he can punch it. How do you get Snake? He does have limbs. Like a snake, of course, clearly doesn't.
The outfit kind of looks like scales. First of all.
Name one blue snake.
No.
Name one blue snake.
Just saying the material looks like scales a little bit of his outfit. And also, that just would be what I first would think when I saw S. Snake Man's a more reasonable name than Strong Man.
I would.
He's got muscles. He's lifting shit. He lift up a car.
Just Snake Man flows better.
It's not about the name. It's just like if I saw an S, it was like, oh, first word that comes to my head, shit.
Wait
shit
a second. Man. Wait, what does BMW stand for?
I don't know.
What do you think? What's the first thing that comes to your fucking dumb fuck mind?
British Motor Vehicle was what came to my head.
Yeah, that makes heaps of sense.
Anyway, just Strong Man who inspires no...
Giving me a headache.
What does AM mean or PM?
After morning, before morning.
PM's...
Post morning, sorry.
So AM, which is the morning, is after morning to you?
And somehow PM is post-morning, so morning never happens.
So morning for you is 12, 8, no, it has to be the moment of time between the 11:59 and the 12 a.m., but not the time where humans cannot see how far... The moment that light is not fast enough.
I believe humans cannot perceive morning.
So yeah, I would think an S stood for strong.
What would you think, Dusha?
Probably. Well, the superheroes in general exist.
No,
like, as in like no, but as
the
in
first
like
boy we've seen. Although wait, Batman exists. Wait, we got to go before Man of Steel.
Because Batman
well,
exists.
Let's finish Man of Steel.
All right, we'll go, and then we'll close.
Do we just got to know Batman exists?
But if Batman,
but Superman and Batman are like so different, you probably wouldn't associate them.
Yeah.
No, but if the concept of a super, because now we're in a weird situation.
It's not a concept of superhero. It's just a concept of a cape.
That's true. Because in the
they both wear capes.
Because in real life,
yes,
Superman came first.
Yeah. Yes.
So the concept of a superhero is based off him.
Mm. Well, yeah, and also the concept of a superhero is based off old-timey strongmen, which is why I would think strong. Anyway, strongmen, because, again, the tights and all that kind of stuff is based on a strongman.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it's cape, weird. It's I think, so hard to imagine a world where superheroes exist, but we don't call them superheroes, But Superman wasn't the first one.
But you wouldn't think...
Okay, because he has a cape.
Well, no, but here's what you would think. You would associate Batman with serial killers, not with superheroes.
No, I agree, you would.
So you'd be like, he's like the Zodiac killer. He wears a mask and he murders people. Cool. So that when Superman arrived, you wouldn't be like, oh, he's like Batman. You would be like, I have no context. If someone was like, he's like Batman, you'd be like, Batman's a serial killer.
Supervillains exist too, because the Joker exists. Robin's dead.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Superheroes... Supervillains do exist, I guess.
Are they supervillains or are they just villains?
They're just like, again...
Well, the Joker, like, the... So we know that the Joker exists.
Yeah.
But then also the Joker that we get in Suicide Squad is just a gangster.
Yeah,
so...
and also, like, Batman doesn't have any powers. Superman's flying. This is the first time you've seen someone defy physics.
Yeah.
So you were just...
So it's, again, it's... All right, because I know... It sounds like... One thing that really bugged me in Man of Steel was at the very end where it goes back to old... Like, sorry, young Superman or Clark, and he puts on a towel and he pretends to be a superhero.
Yeah.
Who's he pretending to be?
Zorro.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, he's just wearing a cape.
But he does fly
around like Superman. Maybe he's just come up with it there.
Because the concept of superheroes sort of kind of starts with...
Yeah, but the concept of capes...
The concept of capes to be like a straw is in like a hero.
Yeah, I just think that's a thing you'll eventually do with a towel.
It's also going to be interesting when Shazam comes out, because Shazam, the character, is usually based off Superman, but the world hates Superman, so, and in the trailer, he pulls out a batarang.
Yeah.
So this Shazam...
Happens.
Looks up to Batman, but then ends up being Superman.
Yeah, that Shazam does look up to Batman. They're like, oh my god, super cool, even though Batman is just a serial killer. That's like if you found out now that somebody had gone out and killed, like, a whole bunch of people, and you were like, what? And then you were like, oh, the people were petty crooks. You're not going to be like, man, what a good guy. You're going to be like, that's just crime on crime, baby.
We have that in Australia. His name's Chopper. Except
Batman is Chopper.
It wasn't
Reed.
Petty crime.
No.
It was bad things.
It was bad
things. So I just don't think... You might half-heartedly associate Superman and Batman, but you wouldn't... It wouldn't be like an immediate parallel.
You'd associate them later when they're hanging out.
Yeah, then you'd be like...
When Batman brings Superman back from the dead.
Okay, because we don't know a lot about Batman. We just don't. Yeah. All we know is that, like, there was a man, he dressed up in leather and had a cape, and he fought crime.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of gadgets and did a lot of property damage.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a small child with him.
Yes.
That small child died.
Yes.
And then there is, like... Mental patients
that he loves to beat up.
Got access to guns and fast cars.
So I just don't think when I saw Superman fighting Zod, I would be like, that guy's just like Batman.
I'd be like, no, I wouldn't. I'd just be like, it's weird that they both have capes.
Yeah. Well,
you'd be like, it's cool that a snake gained sentience and became a man and also learnt to fly.
Do you reckon that man is a whole bunch of snakes in that outfit? Like when it tears and
like
I see
a man.
When it tears and I see skin, I'm like,
what do you mean tears? You can
like
see
snake.
His face and hands.
He's like, that's a mask, idiot.
He's shedding like a snake. That's cool. I love this snake man.
He has hair.
So, snake man's fighting
hair.
Rat man.
How do you think he's a snake?
Jackson, what? Zod,
what
the
do
other
you
guy
think a snake looks like?
The other guy doesn't even have rat.
Okay,
no,
show me. Wait.
Guys, it's easy. So the S stands for Snake Man, and snakes hate rats, so the other guy must be Rat Man.
So?
It's fucking science.
They're beating the shit out of each other. What do you think?
Please
happening?
Describe me what you think Snake Man, the powers of, and what they would look like.
Well, if I see this guy with an S
no,
on his chest...
No, I what though? No. You hear the name Snake Man? What do you picture?
Oh, I picture a man with the powers of a snake. But
what
I've already...
No. Without... So this takes place... This conversation is now taking place with a man who hasn't just labeled Superman as Snake Man. Okay. This is with Jackson, but this is Jackson pre... This is an alternate reality. This is into the Jackson verse.
Yeah, okay.
We're bringing together a Jackson that has stood and seen Superman and been like, oh my god, Snake Man. And a Jackson that didn't see that, but we're asking the other Jackson what he thinks Snake Man would be.
Venom powers, the ability to unhinge his jaw, probably.
Venom powers, unhinged jaw, okay.
The ability to eat eggs whole.
Yep.
Some snakes can.
Eggs, cool.
Two penises.
Two peni.
Okay, if I'm asking you this question, at this point I'm like, no, powers.
That's a power. How many penises do you have?
One.
Yeah.
But some people are born with two, or we don't call that a superpower.
More is better.
I mean, I would.
Yeah. What else? Shedding.
Shedding. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like hair loss or like shedding skin?
Skin.
Shedding.
So bracket. The same way that a human skin. Peels after sunburn?
Yeah.
Is but that
the whole,
a super...
It's like the whole thing.
You
and
have
then
to
you're
rub
so
up against a like a branch or yeah. a tree or something.
He's so smooth underneath.
Underneath what?
His skin. Ah. The old skin. Okay. Pay attention.
Okay. Uh-huh. How many like say legs or hands do you think
he
has?
He could have the regular amount. He doesn't okay. necessarily have to have no arms and legs.
Can he constrict people?
Not necessarily. As long as he's got one of those powers, I'm satisfied.
All right, so one of these powers.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
Thank you so much.
Now, all right, I'm going to describe... let's just go through... Okay, Venom powers.
Yeah.
Does anything that you've seen, this person who has an S on their...
Remember that I'm seeing it from far away.
Yes, I am. I am.
So if I say no,
you have to be seeing it close enough that you can make out that fucking S.
Yeah, you almost had me. I was like, fair. No, you've seen the S. You're pretty close.
Yeah, but I see the S. But then say they fly away and they're tussling.
Oh, fly like a snake. Wait, one like, snake does. Shut up.
I'm like, that's a weird power for Snake Man to have.
Although if they're tussling from a distance, you could assume he's trying to constrict
him. Well, that's what I might think. Or he's biting him. Like, I can't see.
So, but
like, dude,
venom?
He's trying to inject his venom into Ratman, guaranteed.
I like we're sticking with Ratman.
I hate you so much.
I hated when Ratman was on TV. I pushed over my TV and I didn't listen to him.
Zod kind of looked like a rat.
Yeah, it's Ratman. And what's the Zod symbol look like? Let's find out. Does it look like an R for
he
rat?
Doesn't have a symbol.
Does he have a Z?
He's got something on his chest.
No,
he?
Isn't it just like the same logo as Superman but without a letter? It's just kind of like a shape?
I'm not sure. I sort of thought he had like a weird...
He's got like a weird... he's got something there. But he's mostly wearing power suit armor. I need a picture of Zod.
No, there
Zod.
It is. I can imagine that's an
It and looks like a bit of a sickle.
Yeah, I can imagine that's an what? R for rat.
How could... It looks like a 3. The number 3.
You're working in the wrong direction. I've already decided Superman is Snake Man.
How?
I've already decided Zod
Dusha,
is...
look at this.
I've already decided Zod is Rat Man. So when I see that symbol, I'm like, it kind of looks
How
like an R.
How do you think that looks like an R?
Ah.
Assume you already believe he's Ratman, and it makes more sense.
No, but I do like this is Man of Steel General Zod, but Zod is all capitals, General isn't, and I read it as General Zoo.
That is good.
I'm just like, no, you fucking idiot, it's Superman fighting General Zoo. Pay attention, you cunt.
I guess if Snake Man... I'll accept that Snake Man fighting General Zoo, so General Zoo doesn't put all the snakes in the zoo. I get it, dude.
I don't even care that my entire city was destroyed. I just hope those snakes are all right.
It's good. For some reason, I imagined the two of us in the back of a car and Zammit driving.
Screaming. Zammit gets out, but we just stay there.
Put it on the accelerator and just jump out.
I hope Snake Man picks us up and puts us with all of his snakes.
I don't like snakes that much, but I guess that would be a good story.
All right.
Blue, red, yellow. Classic colors of a snake.
Could be the colors of a snake.
Show me a blue snake.
There definitely has got to be one. So let's find one.
Well, there's
for
a blue tongue lizard.
Yeah, there you go. Look.
No.
Blue snake.
Gotcha. Blue snake.
Red snake will probably be harder to find.
Nah, it's a red belly snake.
Okay, well, you fucked up. I love Snake Man.
Yeah, Snake Man rules. Dude, I love. Oh, imagine how disappointed I'd be when I find out his name is Superman. I'm Superman. What?
You don't.
Do you know Snake Man?
You have a brother, Snake Man?
No.
What? Do you hiss?
What about all the snakes from when General Zoo attacked? I just don't know. Do you mean Zod? I don't think so.
What does he look like? A rat?
Does he kind of look like he could also be Ratman?
Yeah, Ratman got a ball, talked to everyone on TV. I think he said his name was General Rat. I don't know. I pushed the TV over.
I don't like... I couldn't get it fixed. Snake Man?
Okay, so...
All right.
Man of Steel. Everyone thinks... everyone has their own interpretation of what the S means.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, for some reason, have Snake Man.
Straight up Snake Man takes off.
Hey, I saw this idiot fighting General Zhu from TV on real life. Hashtag Snake Man.
As much as I hate you right now, I think you are correct, though, because there would, not in terms of Snake Man, but there might be other kind of like people calling
again,
it something
at no
else.
Point in the DCEU do any of the superheroes tell everyone who they are.
No.
So but, it's all up to interpretation.
It is,
but
like,
Superman's name is published in...
The Daily Planet. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
and I don't think that there would be that much time between the entire city being destroyed and news reporting on
well,
it.
Evidently not, because at the end of that movie, they're just going for it again.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, you look heaps like that guy that destroyed this building. Come work at this building.
Sick. Yeah. Which, okay. Which you know, you would if you were the general public, it's going to be like you'd absolutely be able to tell that Clark Kent was Superman, but...
Clark Kent makes his posture bad and himself sweaty or something,
exactly.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is being sweaty something he does? I feel like it is.
But he makes himself nervous, and some people get sweaty when they get
nervous.
He
makes himself clumsy and shit.
Yeah. All right, we gotta move on. Otherwise, we're gonna spend all of our lives here in Man of Steel land. All right, what's next?
Well, quickly, let's have a sidestep to Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, we just kind of think that a crazy man is killing more mentally.
If you didn't live in Gotham, you would be like, it's crazy. No one's done anything about Batman. But if you lived in Gotham,
you're like, yeah, this is just Gotham.
You'd be like, that makes a lot of sense. Somebody's got to do it.
Cops are garbage.
Yeah. I'd be demanding more money from like the federal government, being like, stop shutting down our asylums.
Yeah, that is true. I'd be like, God, someone should fix Arkham. That place is a nightmare.
Everyone keeps breaking out. Also, there was that, cause I'm assuming the Harley Quinn story would have been highly published, like especially in like tabloids and that kind of stuff, because they seem to kind of do this like almost crime spree, but they kind of went above and beyond to kind of make themselves really well known. So assuming that would have been like all over the newspaper.
Yeah, but I feel like only over the newspaper for Gotham. Gotham's so weird and insular that you might have...
Superman sees it on TV.
Oh, that's true. He does, doesn't
But he? Superman works for a newspaper and is shocked to hear about this man. Mm. But then everyone else in the room is like,
what?
How do you not know about him, Clark? Are you the dumbest cunt we've ever employed?
It's literally across the bay.
Also,
literally over there. You could swim there.
Do you read our newspaper? You should, because I never publish the stuff you write. I just leave it blank and it looks real dumb and probably tanks our sales.
It sure does.
All right, so you would kind of know about Batman, but if you didn't live in Gotham, you probably wouldn't know much beyond it.
You'd know about the Bat.
You'd know about him.
But you would know about it the same way that you know about, like...
If there was a man in London right now going around beating up criminals with a mask on, would you know about it? Yes.
Yes, but imagine he's been doing it for the last 10 years.
You'd still know about it.
Absolutely
know
about it.
No, you'd know about it, but it wouldn't be interesting anymore.
Nah, if it keeps like not getting arrested, so no one knows who it is, yeah, that'd be fascinating.
Hey, think about Banksy. Do you care about Banksy anymore?
Yeah, but people are like, it's cool. But also everyone knows who Banksy is.
That's true.
And also, Banksy ain't punching people.
I just think...
He's just shredding his own art and making it more valuable. Oh.
I just think eventually we'd stop caring.
He should have put
Batman.
A bomb in that instead. Blow it up. Can't sell ashes.
Should have had a crossbow behind it.
Salt just kills the
quang. Oh my god. I'm making a statement about art and commerce. You're killing people.
You killed a guy.
Someone give me a mix of Banksy and Batman. Kill people with art that makes statements that are not clever.
Well, just have the bat symbol in the sky be like a burning dollar bill.
Yeah, make it be Ronald McDonald be smoking a cigar.
Or he's got the same face, but he's frowning.
Hey, guys, well done for creating the Joker.
The Joker isn't Banksy, but Batman. The Joker's not making statements. He's just killing kids. If Banksy killed
like
kids and was like, this is about society, like, then maybe.
The Dark Knight is mostly about Joker making statements.
Yeah, yep. That's the Dark Knight, which is not where we are.
So sorry. All right, we're doing Leto Joker. Oh,
he's a guy.
He's just a gangster. Never mind.
Yeah, he's got his teeth punched out, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, all right, so... Not.
All right, so I guess you know the exploits of, like... It'd almost be like a, Like, you know, socialites back in, like, the 1910s or whatever, where, they, like, the newspapers would report on all their, like, doing-ons?
Yeah.
It'd kind of be almost a revert to that, but with these kind of, like, I guess, cast of characters, because you wouldn't call them heroes.
No, I just think that it would be so removed from us. I mean, assuming, it depends on where we live. Here in Australia, it would just be like, yeah, that's a crazy thing that happens in Gotham.
And it'd be like those kind of things you'd be talking about. Isn't it crazy that there was someone who was treating a mental patient and then they got acme gassed?
Yeah.
Also, like, acme juice is a thing. Can just fuck you real up hard.
I think...
But only if you have, like, a sexy swim in it, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that mean that the Joker had a sexy swim in it by himself?
Well, he did in the comics. Batman punches him into the acme juice.
Yeah, but that's not the Batman first movie as well.
That's not sexy swimming.
No, he probably just falls in like, what?
Also happens in The Killing Joke, except he falls into a puddle instead.
That's weird.
It's fun to imagine the Joker just rolling around in a puddle. Because he can't see, because
he's got the red thing on his head.
Oh, yeah, he's got his red hood. Red hood. Yeah.
They call him Red Hood, even though he looks like a fucking...
No, it's just absolutely not a hood.
He looks like a dildo.
Red dildo, they should have called him.
The bat punches red dildo, now super white.
Falls in vat, I guess. All right, so Dawn of Justice rolls around.
Okay.
What do we, the general public, think is happening in that movie?
Well, we hate Super / Snake Man.
Yeah.
Cannot stand him, he destroyed our city.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We hate Batman because he's gone crazy and is branding criminals, but the cops love him.
Mm.
So yeah, maybe we also hate the cops.
That's like, that's when we learn that Batman has stepped up his game as the general audience. They're like, he's branding people now. And there's probably a whole bunch of
people.
Because
Superman realizes that he hates Batman because he sees a news report about how there's a guy that had a brand. He's not even in jail. He's just unconscious.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm hosting a dirty little game show called Big Deal. And if you don't come and see it, I'll be pretty cut. Anyway, grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live.
We would know about when Lex Luthor blew up that place. Or we would know that place blew up, probably blame Superman.
Would historians ever find evidence of Atlanteans and Wonder Woman people, Amazonians, fighting a giant war?
Well, I think if they did, we'd have heard about it.
Yeah, but how do they cover that up?
The Themyscirians did it with magic, you got to assume. A wizard sorted it out.
Because they're fighting... Do they fight with man?
Yeah, but like old Arthurian kings. Also, it happened thousands of years ago.
I know that, but we still have reports and like... You know, like second or third hand.
Yeah, we still know Excalibur was real.
Yeah, but like we still have, you know what I mean? Like there's still kind of evidence of.
Well, maybe the very fact that we know of an Atlantis in real life now is because of that.
That's what I mean. Like, so they, because how we know about Atlantis.
Yeah.
And how kind of we have these like Arthurian tales. Surely there would be tales of this war where we'd be fighting demons from above.
Yeah, probably. So guess when the parademons come down. Wait, are the parademons in? No, they're not.
Yes.
In Batman v Superman?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, it's a vision. Parademons are a vision.
Yeah, Batman has a vision. We don't hear about Batman's vision, though, as the general public.
No. I kind of... Yeah, that's a... Wow, we're only on BVS. Cool.
Yeah. I guess maybe people would... But you're probably not going to associate that with Superman. You're going to think Superman's something else. I mean, some people might.
Yeah. It's like just like the stories and myths and legends that we have, they would be different.
Yeah, probably.
It'd be so strange.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's not that long ago historically.
No, it could just be like the Odyssey and stuff like that.
Yeah, or like
the Trojan
Troy.
War. Yeah.
Yeah, but like we have movies about Troy. Would there be DCE movie starring Brad Pitt and Eric Banner about
the Atlantis War
with parademons?
When did that happen though? Because was it 2,000 years? No, because it was far longer. Because I remember when the movie came out, I was blown away by the fact that humans were like Arthurian, when in fact they should have been cave people.
Yeah.
So
it was basically the times of kings.
Yeah, but in the movie, the Themyscirans or whatever are like, this was billions of years ago. So maybe we wouldn't have anything of it.
We should have just been cums.
Yeah, we should have just been sea cums back then.
Yeah. Don't even learn how to walk or to stop being cum yet.
Or is there a point where it's just like, yeah, we got to that point real early on, and then because of these fucks, they kind of blasted us quite literally back to the Stone
Probably.
Age.
Probably. I would think that's a pretty reasonable thing to assume.
Okay.
So the only real thing that we would notice in Batman v Superman, I think, because everything else is quite just happened to them, is probably when Doomsday comes out and fights the city.
Yes.
Spiky Hulk.
Yes.
I would just be...
Because no one sees the actual titular BVS.
No. All that we would know about, unless you were out on the street.
You'd be like, I hate these two guys, and now these two guys seem to hate each other.
General Zoo's back.
Damn, it's General Zoo and...
And he's fighting Snake
Man. Someone needs to look after those snakes.
You know, you laugh at me for Snake Man, but Batman. So if Batman is my go-to for a superhero, I'm like, they're all animals.
He doesn't
man,
have
I
a
guess.
Bee on his chest, though.
He does. It kind of looks like a bee if he turns
and he has,
on his side.
He has pointy ears, and he has the little
Superman's
symbol,
outfit's kind of scaly.
It's
anyway,
just not a snake.
Anyway, you would know about you, but you probably wouldn't know what was going on, really. Again, like, all of it happened so far away.
You think Superman blew up a court?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Superman blows up a court and then fights Batman in a field. They blow up an island at one point. There would just be too many people for me to be able to tell what was going on.
There'd be like a lot of conspiracy theories going on.
I'd just be like, I guessed this is the worst terrorism attack the world has ever seen.
Yeah. But instigated by Snake Man, Batman.
I didn't know snakes
a
could
girl
blow up.
And a spiky Hulk. Yeah.
And then Superman dies, and then I'm jazzed.
Yeah. Woo!
I'm happy, but then the military give him like a military funeral. The government give him a military funeral. I'd be very sus.
No, I forgot. We know aliens exist, so we probably know what's happened with Doomsday. We're like, oh god, big alien.
Oh, that's true. Like, oh man, that last time we got aliens but humans, now we're getting aliens but aliens. Also, Superman is shown in that movie to go and save the day periodically.
Yeah. And everyone
places.
Is like, gives big S's to be like, Snake Man, help!
Yeah.
We're flooding!
Save the day, Snake Man!
You're like depressed Jesus, but can fly.
Yeah. So,
let me be a skull and touch you.
So I guess we'd be like, look, I'm annoyed. I guess we'd be like, look, I'm annoyed at Superman for the events of Man of Steel, but he has been saving the day.
And there's that statue of him.
Yeah, so...
So we know Superman exists. We know he's a top bloke.
We know his name is Superman, not Snake Man.
We don't blame him for destroying Metropolis for some reason, because I'm guessing this wonderful Clark Kent, who's running all these positive articles about Superman. Is it kind of like if J. Jonah Jameson had taken the stance of Spider-Man's lovely, and everyone would be like,
Spider-Man.
So basically, but instead of being a photographer, Peter Parker should have been a reporter.
The statues and stuff like that happen after Superman's death.
No,
not the big one.
Remember, because old Wheelie Mate, he climbs it and draws like false god.
That's
cops
right.
Like, so that's graffitiing a property.
We love Superman
thing.
Or hate him.
Well, the public loves Superman. Three can make our decision.
No, because there's like graffiti and movements and stuff.
Well, some
him,
people
so...
hate him. Some people love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It'd just be up to us what we felt. Which, if that's the case, if we like Superman, when we see the events of Batman v Superman, we're like, it's great that Superman's fighting all of these bad blokes.
Oh yeah.
He died. What? Oh. I can't wait to go to his funeral. I like to imagine you at this point you still haven't caught on that it's Superman or Snake Man, and you throw like rats on his grave.
You lied to me. He just didn't.
Eat these rats.
I think I just become a conspiracy theorist.
Eat these rats
just
in heaven.
Too much to like, because if an event this big happened, it kind of just like it's hard to have conspiracy theories because...
No, I don't know. Because I'm like, all right, so look, so a ship has come, you know, this alien thing, then an alien comes in, then they destroy Metropolis,
I think,
and then he dies, then he comes back. Are they trying to take my guns away?
No, because I don't think it'll be... It's just like too much.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like... It would, you just assume the only conspiracy theory is like, it's end of days. This is the apocalypse.
No. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'd be like, I guess the world's ending. Cool.
I think this is a government conspiracy to try and do something. Let me try and imagine what that would be. To experiment on prisoners.
Okay.
To give them, for some reason, and maybe to take my... It's always about taking my guns away.
But Suicide Squad happens next. So experimenting on prisoners, maybe that'll...
Maybe you're not wrong there.
See what I mean? It's just like, okay.
Well, then they put together... But then also the public must hate Superman because they put together... The government
Amanda
put together...
Amanda Waller hates Superman.
She's like, what if he killed our president? Like, but he's dead. I've put together a team of highly trained criminals.
Why? Are you an idiot, Amanda Waller?
Yes. You are a dumb idiot.
Well, Suicide Squad, we don't even probably know. Yeah. No. That's probably a blank.
They go to an empty city, fight demons.
We are in that city. They're like, we got to evacuate you. We're like, God damn it. Is this another Snake Man? And then we leave.
But a lot of people die, like civilians.
When?
They
get turned into
party
rock
boys.
Monsters, remember?
Yeah.
Are they civilians?
Yeah, they were just folk.
Oh.
So we come back and they're like, sorry, your grandma became a rock monster and tried to kill Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And we're like, who? I don't believe you.
I'd be like, a black ops situation happened and the government are doing something and I don't know what.
Presumably,
I'd be so sus.
Suicide Squad is where this conspiracy theory is going to start. Yes. But before that, no.
Nah, I'd be so on the. Yeah, I would be such
I think it's just like,
theorist.
It's too. Because if they. It depends if they're open about it or not. Because if the government came out and were like, yes, aliens exist, I'd be like, well.
All right.
You're probably not hiding anything because that's a fucked thing to make an announcement
it
about.
It just seems because, like, the aliens exist and they've given this alien a state funeral.
Yeah, but he's also saved the day heaps. So I'd be like, I guess. Just be like, he's just like a.
But he blew up a Congress. Even though you said it wasn't him, I'm still suspicious.
I think I would be like.
Oh, wait. No, that's right. Because the movie makes it seem like that he blew it up, but then straight away the next report is like. The person who did it was the guy in the wheelchair, but it's fucked that Superman didn't stop him, or, like, didn't try, or didn't notice the bomb, or whatever. So they don't blame Superman, they're just like, oh, he's sloppy now, he doesn't care about us.
Yeah, and plus, eventually, they put Lex Luthor in jail, and they're like, he did it all, and I'd be like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
And then Batman goes and punches the wall. Yeah. Don't forget that.
I feel like it's
and
crazy they just left.
Anyway, makes a league of their own.
Yeah. So Suicide Squad, we would not know what happened because we just get ejected from the city. And then when we're let back in, they'd be like, I'm sorry, whatever happened in
the
city.
We would have seen the big blue, like, spirally thing in the sky. Though.
Maybe, depending on where they put us.
Yeah, but I think it'd be hard to miss.
Yeah, someone seeing that.
I would assume they let us out, a bomb dropped or something, and then they brought us back in, and they're like, sorry, everyone died that wasn't with you. And I'd be like, well, that's...
I'd be like, see, they're experimenting on, like, people, and, like, one of their experiments went wrong, and this is them trying to clean up.
I think it would just be I would just assume that the World War III has started, but the government is trying to hide that.
Yeah.
Potentially, if, say... If Justice League had happened first, I'd be like, yeah, because Russia got dunked pretty hard.
Yeah.
And so if there was a bomb on American soil, then I'd be like, ah, yes, the Ruskies are retaliating for whatever we or how it happened.
What's the time period between Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Suicide Squad? Over the course of how many years does that take place?
Not many, but
a month
I wish
and a
I had
half, I want to say.
Wish I had an answer for you, but the movies don't even know.
Of Steel and BVS kind of happen almost like, well, they got to clean up the city.
Let's be generous. Let's be generous and say over the course of 3 years. Okay? I don't think that's right, but let's be generous to them.
I think it's like less than a year.
Well, we could be like, look, if we're going to be generous, like Jackson said, just assume the gap between the films, which I think was 3 years.
Yeah. So 3 years. Whatever happens in Suicide Squad, I'm like, it's just another Snake Man fight. Like,
but Suicide Squad happens while Superman is dead.
Oh, that's true.
Well, what do we know about the, not the Suicide Squad, but what do we know about the people who can make this? Because, like, Boomerang, he robbed every single bank in Australia. That's making news. We twice, know about
didn't
that.
He? Didn't yeah. he do it twice?
We'd be like, it's crazy. That man was literally the greatest criminal ever known.
But how do you, or is that
why
just
is
like,
he in our jail?
Yeah, why is he is not, why do we not get him?
Yeah, or is like every Australian when he comes in, we're like, hey, we're going to make him think he robs everything because he's a bit of a dickhead.
But we have to assume that we live within the realm of this universe okay, where so Australia definitely... is Hollywood Australia, which means that every bank was probably like 10 banks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
and every bank is guarded by a bloke in just board shorts.
Yeah.
Holding a hat
surfboard.
And a surfboard. Oi, Cobber, you can't go in. Oh, bloody hell.
You bloody did it. Oh, yeah, hey, you can't rob this bank, but I've got a boomerang. Oh!
That's Australia's most deadly weapon.
Oh, he better not have a redback on him.
So we're probably just like...
Our government banned guns and now we're soft cocks.
So it's crazy.
See what happens, buddy. Australia bans gun and one man with one boomerang can rob every bank.
No one's taking your guns. You don't even have guns. You got no guns to take. There's been nobody's even talking about it.
I reckon they're taking my guns away.
It's good if you swap it around and me, like, you driving, me and Zammit screaming at each other in the back. There's no snake, man. They're not taking your guns. So
explain boomerang then.
Guys, he might be half snake man. And what if they're trying to give us guns?
This is why we need to be all three of us. Tusha tempers our fury at one another.
Yes, guns to stop soup. Snake man, yes.
Yes, half snake man.
It might be super snake man.
Oh, what if it is double S?
Because if you make a snake so powerful it becomes a man, maybe it doesn't have any snake traits anymore, but it was once a snake.
Ooh, good point.
Thank you, Joel Dusha.
That's a good point.
They're trying to militarize everyone, trying to make you less clever, Joel Zammit, because you have a gun, but now everyone else will have a gun. If everyone has guns, then nobody does.
So they're not taking my gun away.
That is
if everybody has guns, no one does. Wow. All right, so Suicide Squad.
But what I mean is, like, we would know a lot about them, as in, like, we'd know about Deadshot, we'd know about Harley Quinn, we'd know about
Boomerang. Yeah. We probably wouldn't know about Deadshot, because he's just an assassin. Like, do you know about Hitman?
But
yeah, name one hitman you know about.
Like a famous hitman.
Yeah, I don't know if that even exists.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This might be dumb, but the hitmen that we get in like the game Hitman and the movies, like a paid assassin, are they real?
Yeah, that Woody Harrelson's dad was a hitman.
I just don't think it, because like, I know there's been stuff on like people trying to hire hitmen and then they end up getting stung by the
cops.
Because
they try and hire hitmen from the deep web where it's all fucking... Cops. Yeah, hitmen are a real thing. They're not glamorous, but there
Here's
are people who kill for
everyone
money.
Who's listening to podcasts. Everyone on the deep web, all cops.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't try and hire a hitman.
Kill him yourself, you get.
Hitmen exist, they're just not glamorous.
Well, the thing is, he'd been arrested.
Yeah.
So there'd be like a police report. He would have gone to the courts. Someone would have been like...
He got arrested by Batman, didn't he?
Yeah.
It just would... I don't think much of it would be publicized. The one guy we might know about is the guy that can breathe fire.
No, because he got arrested after he killed his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he always had the power, didn't he?
Yeah, but no one knew he breathed fire. Everyone just assumed he was an arsonist.
Might not know anything. Yeah. We might know about Harley Quinn,
Quinn, definitely, because we know who the Joker was.
Yeah. What about Croc Boy?
Killer Croc.
Quite literally a crocodile.
But he keeps to himself. Like it would be like an urban myth. Hey, there's a bloke that lives in the sewer. I'd be like, I don't care.
Well, because again, it's a government. Wait,
shut up.
Is it a government funded prison?
What, Arkham?
No, Blackwater.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Like, because again, there'd be reporters and that kind of stuff if they went
in there. I just think you don't know about every criminal that exists in the world.
I know, but there'd be like, you know, there'd be like a docu-series that came in. If there was like say a Louis Theroux documentary. Document? What am I trying to say here?
Like a Louis Theroux documentary where they go into Blackwater or Arkham and are like, these are the criminals.
Yeah, and then suddenly you see a crocodile man. You're like, that's...
You might know about any ones that are Batman villains. That are interesting Batman villains.
Yeah, I mean, we know who the head of the KKK is.
Yeah.
So maybe we would know about
But you wouldn't know about it in any, like, big way. You would just be like, oh, yeah, that is a criminal.
Like, if David Duke walked in here, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, it's David Duke. I'd be like, who is this guy? How'd he get here?
Yeah, but if David Duke was a crocodile, I'd be like, ah, a crocodile man. I just think that crocodile man.
Nearly every...
Like that crocodile racist.
I just think every single, every Batman villain would, or even villain, would just be like a Today I Learned on the subreddit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Today I Learned.
Today I learned
that in Blackgate Prison, there is a hitman who's never missed a shot or something. You'd be like, oh, okay.
And then the top comment would be like, well, he must have missed one shot, which was Batman punching him in the jail.
And then there'd be an edit being like, oh my God, didn't expect this comment to do so well. Thanks for the gold.
Edit three. Thanks so much. Oh my God, gold three times? I've told my mom about this.
Be like, why do I browse this website? Bring back Snake Man. I go to R Snake Man because I miss him so much.
Top post was from like 209 days ago. It was you.
Hey guys, just trying to start some discussion about Snake Man.
Does anyone else miss it?
Can someone tell me your favorite Snake Man moment?
No comments yet.
No comments. One downvote. Yeah. Aww. Then I realized it was accidentally me. Damn it. All right. So now we get to the big boys, Justice League. Dawn of Justice, or whatever it's called.
Justice League, the league is here, the big league.
It's just called Justice League.
Justice League, Justice Time.
Yes.
So, parademons turn up.
Yes. But they turn up in a different, like, they turn up in Russia, yeah? Or like...
Well, Batman fights one in...
Yeah, but we don't see it. A criminal sees it.
Yeah, but that means they must be around.
They might just be like...
They're popping up, like, one, they're like scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're popping up, and when people are afraid. So it might just be people could be like, I was so scared, I thought I saw a demon.
Yeah.
But are these demons killing people? What are they doing?
Yeah, I think they kill people. Probably.
Are they?
They're around. Regardless, I would be like, oh, yeah, another alien. Like, enough's happened over such a short period of time that I would be bored of it at this point. Like I am with the movies. I'd be like, ah, more bullshit. Yeah, cool.
Well, I think that this is going to lean very much into how we currently are, where we'll have like a hazy memory of the events.
Yeah.
Although,
all right, so if you know
Metropolis being destroyed would stick with
me.
It would
that...
be like no one forgets 9/11.
Yeah.
forget.
Exactly. So like you would remember Metropolis. You would remember like that aliens exist.
Mm.
There's, you know, you will remember that brief period of time where everyone thought Snake Man was around.
Yeah.
But then he disappeared.
I'll imagine you just have framed picture of a snake and it just says Snake Man.
I'm like, what happened to Snake Man? He was trying to save our gods.
It's great if you imagine, you know, with a like false god or whatever over the Superman statue, I just rub it out and write what happened to Snake Man.
Snake God.
What happened to Snake God?
Would that affect you as your day-to-day life living like who you are? Would that affect you knowing that, say, aliens exist 100% for real and they kind of hate us?
I would be very scared all the time. If over the last 4 years, four cities have been destroyed,
yeah,
I would just be like, I always need to be on guard and I might move to the country. Like,
you see, I'd be that kind of like, you know, like, you know, London during the Blitz. I think I would become even more cavalier with my life. I just wouldn't care. I'd be like, whatever, we only get one chance. And like, I have no control over an alien like landing on my house.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We've all taken stances that I would not have expected us to take, because I just live my life normally. Because if someone was like, hey, aliens exist and they hate you, I'd be like, join the fucking queue. Should see the emails we get.
Yeah.
If I know that Superman saves people, then maybe I wouldn't care as well. Because I'd be like, whatever, Superman's got this. Snake Man's got this. I'm so sorry.
I mean, yeah, there'd be this kind of thing like, well, I'm sure someone's got it worked out.
It's like a weird version of the bystander effect, where you're like, well, I know I can do nothing about it, so I'll just let Superman take care of it. Because literally, he's the only one who can.
He's dead.
He'll be back.
I might become, depending what like Lex Luthor does, like if Lex Luthor ended up starting like, say, like a YouTube series where he was trying to indoctrinate people to be like, fuck aliens, humanity's great. Maybe I'd join that cult.
Yeah, I could get behind it, I guess. I mean, I love Snake Man too much.
That's true.
I'm too much of a Snake Man stan.
Yeah, but Snake Man's dead. You don't know what happened to him.
I'm in mourning.
This other piece of shit Superman came up and he's like, replace Snake Man.
That's good, because Snake Man stan, I'd be like, hey Jackson, what does SMS stand for? Like, Snake Man stan.
You know, that's why I hashtag it all the time. SMS, yeah. Hashtag SMS. So, parademons, I guess, maybe we would be aware of.
Where do they attack, or where does Steppenwolf
appear,
or have it has
the sewers of Gotham?
No. In the is it? Because it's Eastern Europe, yeah.
He boom tubes to Atlantis.
He boom tubes behind a building at one point.
Yeah,
great bit of cinema.
Hey, boom tubes around, but the big events that we would visibly see are in Metropolis, Gotham.
Yeah,
that's basically
big
it.
Big damn happens.
Because we don't see the little stuff.
Zod's ship's still in the middle of the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't see the big, the little stuff. The little stuff doesn't concern us. Maybe we're
I'm talking about that big power plant.
Mm.
Where is that?
That's in Metropolis.
No.
Because it's Star Labs.
No, not that. The power plant where all the end fight comes.
Oh, that's somewhere in Russia.
It is Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman fight Doomsday in Russia?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Doomsday comes out of the fucking ship.
No, not Doomsday.
No, not Doomsday. Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
They fight him in Russia. Because they go to the house where the plants are attacking.
Yeah.
And then they go
and
fight him.
They go to the house and there's that family living in there, and Parademon's like, damn this fragile wooden glass.
Yeah.
There's people afraid in there. We
wooden
want
glass.
Them.
Wooden glass. Oh, wood and glass.
Yes. Ah. Yeah.
But before we even get to that, we got to... So Superman comes back.
Yes.
That's a thing we could see.
Yes.
How do they get to Russia?
Superman fights cops.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Superman also fights the other heroes.
Also, Flash is around.
Oh, yeah, Flash is a thing. He's a red streak.
A red
I wouldn't know what was happening.
I would just assume it's Snake Man again.
Yeah.
Snake Man's back!
Snake Man's back, and he's quick this time, like a Viper.
Snake Man's become Viper Man. And Aqualad's there.
Yeah, but we don't know a shit about Aquaman, because we're not one Norwegian village.
And he's got a trident.
Yeah, I would be like, cool, they got a muscly guy. Neat, I guess.
But this fight, like... Apart from the fight where they just bring Superman back to life and Superman fight, I'd assume that they're the bad guys if I assumed that Superman was a good guy.
Yeah, true. I'd be like, Snake Man's going to kill these bad guys because one guy's Red Streak. I don't know. I've never heard of that guy. Muscly Man.
Batman, whom I think I still hate, but I can't remember.
Yeah, and I kind of remember the rumors about a Roman centurion lady from World War I. Cool.
Guess
and then when they kill
her descendant.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. This is her kid or whatever.
Because, yeah, it'd be... Because at this point, we do know that, you know, camera phones exist and the internet exists because we've got that sweet intro of Superman at the start being...
Denying to be on a podcast, right?
Requesting to be... kids requesting him to be in a podcast, which Superman never does.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Sorry, kid, I gotta die. Which is a great excuse to get out of going to a podcast,
yourself. Yeah, yeah. So I'm assuming that fight happens roughly around mid-morning.
Yeah.
So there'll be people around filming that.
Surely we
online.
See it.
And
so then...
be like, okay, they've brought him back from the dead.
Cool. To be honest, I might think it was Ratman. Oh, no, I know what Snake Man looks like. Just because they're where Ratman's body was.
He's wearing... Oh, yeah, and plus he's wearing Ratman's uniform.
Yeah, he's...
I'd be like, General Zoo's back!
Oh, no, General Zoo. He's gonna...
Got rid of his bowl cut!
The snakes in the zoo.
Because I wouldn't... Because Doomsday, I would not put one and one together to get... That is General Zod.
Yeah. What's really weird about all of the DCEU movies is that... So few of the scenes are things we see as the general public. We just see, like... The big fights, and that's kind of it.
Yeah. Well, and we also kind of don't, because they had to course correct, like, so this is, like, meta shit that doesn't bother plumbing the Death Star usually, but because Man of Steel, everyone was like, you killed a lot of people in that, they had to course correct in the films, which means that almost every single battle takes place in an empty city.
Yeah.
Which means that we might just be like...
Oh, is something happening?
You're right, yeah, because Doomsday happens, but they're like, we cleared literally everyone, and as much that doesn't make sense...
We have to take it as rote.
They
cleared that out completely. So I guess we're being evacuated a lot.
Yeah.
And we don't know why.
It's a lot of
probably
evacuation.
Probably because they're trying to take our guns.
They're trying to give us guns. Because if everyone has guns, then no one does.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're right. So actually a lot of the fights and any of the other big fights take place in an abandoned fucking power plant or magic cities.
Yeah. And Russia's an abandoned town.
Yeah. So we just don't know.
I mean, there might be reports there, but like, there's some weird plants now growing here.
Yeah.
What?
We, the general public, only know about superheroes or DCEU heroes from Man of Steel, from Man of Steel and the internet.
Yeah.
We know from Man of Steel and then rumors of stuff that happened. That's crazy.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff either you have from the outskirts looking in.
Mm.
You'd have to... There's a chance you could experience one or two of these events if you're really unlucky. Like, if you move from Metropolis to Mid-City, then you'd cop two.
But you wouldn't even really cop the Suicide Squad one.
No, you just know that something bad happened.
Yeah.
But again, you just assume that it was, like, a war or something.
Yeah,
I guess you know aliens... Like, they don't hide that aliens exist.
Yeah, I would assume it was all the Zod aliens, probably.
Yeah.
Just because I have no evidence otherwise, and they're the only aliens I know of.
So I guess up until the end of Justice League, I guess I threw this out before, but it was like a passing comment. Yeah. I think you would just assume that we were currently in the state of like a World War III, but it was like
less of a World War, more of a galactic war?
Yeah. Earth v. Zod World.
Earth v. the General Zoo.
Space Zoo.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
You genuinely would, because even in Justice League, there's nobody in the fight in the background with
But
yeah.
That said, why would there be no like, you know, join the Earth Army?
Well,
you
I would assume I mean? That why it was because be like... we had Snake Man.
Yeah, and because the attacks were so limited. Cuz if it's a small scale stuff. Cuz if it's a small scale like stuff with like big like attacks but relatively smallish attacks, then they might need it because I'd just be like, well, they already got an army.
Yeah, exactly.
They've had a big army for ages and haven't really been doing much.
I just join the army, give the aliens a bit
of. They can't take your guns away if you're in the army.
Exactly. Maybe I'll be like, experiment on me, give me that super juice, I'll drink Superman blood. I don't give a shit.
Excuse me, sir. There's no such thing as super juice in this universe. Mm-hmm. You might be thinking of a fictional film that exists in this universe called Captain America.
Oh, give me that Acme juice then.
Yeah, just take a swim in this bar.
Sick. Does it have to be sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Can you join me?
No.
Boo!
It's weird that, your context for any superhero event would be, I know Batman fights... Like, what is, I would effectively assume is like a circus mafia in Gotham.
Mm.
And I know that General Zoo attacked. That's it. Yeah.
And that aliens exist. The big thing is that aliens exist.
Mm.
But then you'd know that...
Aliens exist and they're kind of cunts. Also, parademons, I would assume, are General Zoo's army.
Yeah, exactly.
I just assume it's the same thing.
Yeah.
If I saw one.
Would I see Steppenwolf?
Probably not.
Ever?
And even if you did, you would just assume that it's...
Yeah.
Because it's humanoid, so you're just like, these are all from the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
We assume it's all the same war. All right, so Justice League finishes, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Do they
There's reports, I guess, in like an abandoned town in Russia's gotten pretty.
I just don't even know if we'd get them. Like, it's so isolated.
Yeah,
like, imagine
there's no one film because again, there's no one filming or seeing like the Justice League as they were.
Like, imagine there was a bloom of really exotic, unique, rare flowers in a Russian town somewhere.
I wouldn't know.
It's not going to reach us.
If there was exotic flowers like three suburbs over, I probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't follow the hashtag exotic flowers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Maybe. They might be pretty.
All right, so we learn literally nothing from Justice League.
We just might learn that there are things happening,
We already know who the Flash is, presumably, because he arrested Captain Boomerang, which means he's already being a vigilante, which doesn't line up with his character, and that's funny.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we know
Can you imagine the Flash in Justice League fighting crime? Because I can't.
Oh, no, me neither.
He doesn't know how to...
Somehow that movie positions him as someone who's been doing it for a long time, but also someone who this is their first
time.
He
is clearly not a man that looks crime in the eye and tries to arrest it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he just stop stuff by running fast and getting in the way first?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
But then why does he arrest Captain Boomerang? And why does Captain Boomerang care?
I feel like
Captain Boomerang could just leave. Flash would just follow him?
Yeah,
cool,
I know.
But then what?
Well, he's got lightning powers.
Yeah, but he doesn't...
He doesn't have lightning powers,
well,
does he?
Sort of. It's like little sparks come off him. It looks
but
like
he doesn't
lightning.
Like zap you. He could pick you up,
that
I guess.
Happen?
No,
doesn't
it's not electric.
Like he looks a little
He's
little
got like electric stuff coming off him, but he can't like give you an electric shock.
It's very hard to imagine one concise universe where all of these things happen.
Because it just seems he runs and then he touches. Well, he touches Superman. He sparked him a bit.
Did he?
Yeah. To bring him back. He sparked a box.
He sparked the box, which is already kind of like electro. But maybe you're right. I don't know. Anyway.
It just seems whenever he enters a room, like the whole room goes like, and there's a lot of commotion.
Does there? I'll take your word for it, because I don't remember that at all.
Like,
no, I remember it because the static electricity or something.
And then, like, papers and shit are all over the place. And
but I think that's just him.
Maybe Boomerang is scared.
I mean, if you sonic boom a room, then stuff's going to happen, yeah.
I don't think it's electric powers, but maybe.
Maybe it's like sonic. But he's a little sparkly.
Yeah,
sonic.
I know, he's got the sparks, but I think that's just weird effect.
I think they're just like, this looks cool. They spend all their effects money on that and not making him be able to run properly.
Yeah. All right, doesn't he tie him up, though? Like, he just wraps a big cord around him.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. Well, Aquaman, everyone's like, who is Aquaman? And there's, like, one, I guess, specialist who's a bit crazy, who I assume I would be in this universe, but more of a broader...
Are they upset about guns?
No, but I would definitely be upset about guns. I would be like, Aquaman is the tip of the iceberg, there is more of this, and are they trying to take out guns?
From the sea this time.
From the sea. So everyone's like, who is this Aquaman? And they've got like a silhouette. The best thing on this is there's like a clipping from a newspaper with like a silhouette of clearly Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And they're like, who is Aquaman? But it's like they clearly would have had to have had the image of Aquaman
to get the silhouette.
You know, desaturate or whatever to make it just a black outline and be like, who is this mystery person? So I guess maybe... Yeah, there is a shot in a bar where, like, some big, you know, gruff people come in and be like, hey, you're that Aqua Boy. And he's like, yes. He's like, can I take a selfie? And they take a selfie. And the big biker man has a pink phone because...
I guess that's comedy. Like, that's what a joke looks like.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's weird that...
So, the general...
That joke's in Thor as well, but not the phone joke, just the selfie joke.
Yeah.
Thor 3.
People think selfies are funny.
They are pretty funny. Imagine asking a guy for a selfie.
It was very good in The Hunt for the Wilder People. Just saying. Anyway.
There's another movie reference for you.
They're coming thick and fast.
So people are like, who is this Aquaman? But people know who Aquaman is.
Yeah.
And they know where he lives.
I would be baffled by a seaman. That might be when I cut my losses and go home.
I might just be like, oh, I guess like... Because he's Maori.
Eelman!
Eelman. Dude, that's so cool.
Well, he's Maori in this.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like, I guess, a super Maori?
Yeah.
Sick.
Cool, I guess. That's pretty good. Yeah.
I feel like the sea boy would be the one that you actually care about. This would be the first time you actually give a shit.
Yeah. I'd tear out or down all my snake man material.
So in the film, so some context. So there is this big tidal wave that happens, which is the Ocean Lord or Master, whatever his stupid name is, being like, let's give the Earth boys back their rubbish and kind of just like big tidal waves happen and like rubbish and ships and whatever crash. People are going, what a crazy event. And then the people are like, that was the Atlanteans. And everyone's like, nah, it wasn't.
I hope they're like, wow, what a crazy event. We're going to clean up. And they just broom all this stuff back into the sea. Ah, much better.
And like, there's a fight in.
If they wanted to do that, there should have just been communication because we got bins.
Yeah,
we just put
exactly.
bins on the shore, drop it in there. Perfect, easy.
Done.
You're a fucking idiot, Ocean Master.
Yes.
What kind of a name is Ocean Master anyway?
Oh, it's stupid. I'm trying to think of the events of Aquaman. I guess there's a big fight with Black Manta.
Takes place
Manta
in both the past and the present.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because he's not conceived at the start of the film.
Well, there's like little flashbacks, but that's like it's flashbacks. They're so insignificant to what the general public know.
But if
there's
a man
no big fights,
but if you okay, even
what?
If you live in a town,
yeah,
where there is a lighthouse keeper,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden he's with a redhead lady, and then
she's not there for that long.
But there's also
evidently
an attack.
Evidently 9 months. But there's like a very small attack. It's just... one seems to notice.
Okay.
Like, I get what you mean. If I lived in a small town and I'm like, hey, there's some people fighting that lighthouse. I agree with you. There's
like,
something there.
Okay,
and yes, there is probably rumors because you know, Aquaman's father keeps going to the pier every day to be like, I miss my sea lady. I'd be like, yeah, it's crazy.
And also, Aquaman, the baby, gets left with Lighthouse Keeper, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
I just assume there was a weird dalliance that happened with the light. I'd be like, that's the lighthouse man's business,
exactly.
Not my own.
I wouldn't assume a sea lady. I'd just be like, I guess he's a single dad now.
Yeah, I'd be like, I guess he was
and
with
maybe
the lady
he goes out and looks at the ocean because he's the mother of the child died in a drowning accident.
I'd be like, damn it, it's so sad that the lighthouse keeper is so sad.
Yeah.
Basically.
I would not assume sea people.
Is there any fights that are on land that people would probably see.
Yeah, there's like the one in like in Sicily with Black Manta and he's shooting eye beams.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
And he's got this big fat head. And maybe I'd be like, I guess Snake Man's back and he's got a helmet.
Cool ass. It's Snake Man and his snake army.
Yeah, Snake Man is fighting Super Maori and his red-headed friend.
I definitely wouldn't assume that Jason Momoa was a superhero. I would just like I would because he doesn't seem like he has powers. He can jump.
It's just reported
good.
That he's got powers. I think
Everyone
seems to know him.
It's weird that out of everyone, it seems like he's the most reported on.
Yeah,
even though he's the most just a guy,
he's very boring. Like at first glance,
but like because like people do know him.
I guess that's the weirdest part about the entire DCEU is that somehow and. Obviously, it's just atrocious writing, but you got to take it as part of the universe. Somehow, everybody knows that all of these characters exist, and everybody's just aware of their power set.
Well, I think you're correct. It just seems maybe that the DCEU, the world in which everyone lives in, is so disconnected.
Yeah.
Because there are some people that know what's going on, and there are people that just have no idea. I feel it's a world with so much miscommunication between... Well, you know, just everybody, because no one seems to know what the fuck is going on.
I wouldn't trust the media. That, I think, is my conspiracy theory after all of this. And I think I would just be like, I can never, ever, ever trust the media, read the news or anything, because they clearly know everything but are not reporting everything. Like, who is this Aquaman? But I was like, that's clearly a photo of him.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
you know who like, this been guy like, is.
Is Superman a menace? Well, he blew up Metropolis.
So yes.
You know, is Atlantis a real place? Well, yeah, because Aquaman, he can breathe underwater. Mm-hmm.
I know that what? Batman's been branding things because you're using a bat brand and also you're reporting on it. And we know that the cops kind of also work with him because that's also on foot. What are you guys doing, the media?
It's funny that, like, at the end of the day...
Maybe it's like a rise of, like, citizen journalism a lot more.
I guess that's pretty good. That's a good thing to get out of all of this. Yeah. I think it just annoys me that I couldn't assume that it was Snake Man because the media would be so, like...
Although, you wouldn't trust the media because of everything that's happened, which means that you might be like, no, this is Snake
they
Man.
They don't know, I know, definitely Snake Man.
And you might get a giant following of like, what happened to Snake Man?
# what happened to Snake Man? Did he die?
And then did he die? Oh, now he is in Sicily with eye beams and he's become, he's wearing a big black hood.
I might just assume everyone was Snake Man.
Snake Men's.
Yeah.
And Snake Woman.
So in terms of what does the general public know about the DCU? I guess just not much.
Or a lot.
Or everything.
A surprising amount, but not the obvious stuff.
They know way more than they should.
Yeah.
But not enough at the same time.
I think the one thing that we can take away that everyone would know is that aliens exist.
Yeah.
Although... Could you then be like, no, it is a government conspiracy and they're just experimenting on prisoners and then that's why they have powers?
You could, apparently.
I'm just trying to think of weird conspiracy theories and the long bows that they tend to draw.
I think I would just absolutely be like, it's aliens and also the world is ending.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's end of days. That's what they're hiding from us. That's why the news is reporting on stuff, but not.
Maybe I'll become religious.
Yeah, look, true.
Maybe I'll try and find God.
I'm going to drown myself.
All right.
Beat them to it. I'm going to find Atlantis the easy way.
I'm going to continually refresh our Snake Man.
No, I think I would just be like, I'd probably become an investigative journalist to be like, guys, I'd become the new Louis Theroux. Jolly Theroux.
Why did you take that last name?
Because we got married.
Okay, I'm sorry. That makes a lot of sense.
When everyone's reporting the news, then there's no one.
And no one is.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been also Joel. This episode was long, and I hope you enjoyed getting furious, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.